Welcome to Freedom of Angel Journals, podcast of my personal development and freedom of life after depression. I'm Angel Arlene, your host. This podcast will share weekly encouragement and inspiration that will empower you to live your life with purpose. New episodes will be released on Fridays. Please subscribe, rate, and review after listening. Thank you for being here. We are all here for a reason. Let's live life with purpose. Welcome to Freedom of Angels Journals, Episode 2. This episode will be discussing the topic self-love or loving yourself. I'm Angel Arlene, your host. What is self-love? It is accepting all the little flaws, good and bad, about yourself. Even the little bits we're embarrassed about. It is to be in regard of one's own well-being and happiness. It is the appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support your physical, mental, and spiritual growth. People who have self-love always know what they think, feel, and like. Do you know that when children believe that they are valuable and important, they take good care of themselves? That child will make good decisions about him or herself, which enhances their value rather than break it down. How you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, how you see yourself has everything to do with your choices and decisions. Your attitude towards and the perception of yourself depicts whether or not you will take care of yourself, or better yet, even if you tap into your God-given potentials. Someone with very high regards for him or herself makes an effort to take care of themselves personally and are always striving towards fulfilling some sort of personal goals. Now, someone who has low self-esteem or does not value themselves much, they don't see themselves worthy of happy outcomes. They might just live from day to day. Nothing is of utmost importance to them. It's like a easy come, easy go attitude. And this type of personality does not get over adversities easily. They tend to dwell on their mistakes or misfortune for a long time. It's like something happened and they call Janie down the road to tell her about it. They call Philippa overseas, they tell her about it. And just about any Mary Jane, boy, man, woman or girl they see on the road, they'll keep discussing this same incident over and over again. They do have goals, but are very lackadaisical in achieving them. You see, if you love yourself, you will take care of yourself and you will know exactly how you want to be treated by others. That means you have boundaries that you will not compromise. When you love yourself, you do not seek the approval of others in any way, shape, or form. Now, after all that, let me give you a real-life example of someone who did not love themselves. This is my story. So I grew up in an environment where I was not allowed to express myself as a child. And because of that, I grew up with low self-esteem and I lack confidence in myself. I didn't like myself growing up, and even into young adult age, into my 30s, I didn't appreciate myself. I didn't love myself fully, holistically. And the reason being is that, okay, I'm going to give you some examples. When I was a child, about 12 years old, I had a relative, I lived with a relative and a stepmother who thought that at my age, my rare end was to bake. And so what did they do? They got me a girdle. I don't know if you have any idea what a girdle is, but it was a meshy, thick underwear. And when I'm going out on weekends, I always have to put this girdle on. And I hated it. You know, it made me feel bulky and it made me feel hot. Because remember, Jamaica has hot sun, it's hot weather, and your jeans is thick, and you're wearing that thick thing under your jeans along with your underwear. I mean, I didn't like it, and I didn't think it did anything anyway. So because of that, I grew up hating my rear end. And even in my late adult age, I could not appreciate or accept my rear end. I hated my shape. I always wish I had a flat bottom like most women that I see. And it took me a long time to accept and appreciate my shape. When people complimented me on my shape, I just shyly say yes, all right, laugh sheepishly or something, but I always feel skeptical and insecure about it. I could never accept a compliment confidently and say thank you. I have freckles on my face. Actually, I have freckles from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I love them everywhere else, but I hate the way they look in my face. They're just like a bunch of grapes in my face, and I hated it. I remember going to the Clinique beauty counter once to get a foundation match. Very courteous makeup artist, and she did her work and very pleased. She was like, okay, there you are. You know, they always tell you, you look lovely and that's your perfect match. And when I looked in the mirror, I said to her, my freckles are still showing. And she was like, why do you want to cover your freckles? Don't cover your freckles. I said, I don't like them. Get me a darker shade. And being a customer, yes, she got me a darker shade. And you know, Clinique products, they're very good. And you just need a small amount to do the job. Boy, did I immerse myself in foundation. Sometimes I go out and my friends are, you've got too much foundation on your face. I didn't care. As long as those freckles are covered, I'm K-okay. Now, in Jamaica, again, I went to the beauty counter to get me foundation. And
The makeup artist, she matched me and she did her job. She gave me the mirror to look, and I shouted at her, "The freckles are still showing." And she went, "What is wrong with your freckles?" I said, "I don't like them." She said, "Nothing is wrong with your freckles. You're beautiful. They're beautiful." I said, "No, I hate them. Give me a darker shade." And after some protesting, she did get me my darker shade. Being a customer, yes, I got my darker shade and went merrily on my way. After a while, I think I grew to accept my freckles because I don't always want to wear foundation. Sometimes I just want to be free and natural going out. But I have a friend who, whenever I go out, and she sees me, she's always like, "Why didn't you come and get some powder to put on your face?" And I say to her, "I just didn't feel like wearing powder or foundation today. I just wanted to feel free." And it's funny because when I think about her, I remember one day I say, "God, I need a new circle of friends. I don't want friends who are gonna make me feel insecure," because what she's actually portraying to me is that she do not like my freckles, or my freckles, they don't look good. And I don't need people like that around me. I need people to support me. Okay? So it was really funny that day because I went, "God, I need a new circle of friends." It's like I'm firing all my friends. I don't need them around me anymore. Get me new friends. Okay? And honestly, the only thing I loved about myself was the color of my hair. It's like brunette or red or whatever you call it, brunette or red, but I loved the color of my hair. And what did my mother do? I remember my mom on weekends, she had this thick black pomade that every weekend she'd put it in my hair. And she'd always have to tie my hair because she didn't want this black thing to dirty the bed sheets. But I love the color of my hair. So it took me a really long time to be appreciative of myself. It's like about 2 years now, 2, 3 years that I'm beginning to get confident about my outward appearance and embrace myself. The other thing is, I could not accept love. My dad loved me and he loved me world without end. And I remember one of my stepmother, a different stepmother. You can tell I had a lot of stepmothers, okay? Yes, I did. And sometimes I'll be in a mood and depending on what happened, and she would try to talk to me, and I'd say to her, "I don't think my dad loves me." And she'd always try. She'd try. I remember she tried so hard to help me to understand that your dad loves you, but I didn't feel or think he loved me. And the only person I really think loved me and cared about me was my grandmother. But after grandma died, before grandma died, she sent me to live with my mom and dad. Then my mom and dad broke up, and that's where the stepmothers came in. But grandma always made me feel good about myself. Grandma would tell me how to walk, especially when you're walking past the guys on the corner. She'd tell me how to walk. And I remember one evening I came home and I gave her a bottle of perfume, a bottle of Candide. It was an Avon perfume. And she took it and she was very pleased. And she said to me, You know, Arlene, you should work, always work, and use your money to buy good perfume, good lotion. Buy the best of everything for yourself. And that encouragement stands as a value with me unto this day. I write down in a book the perfumes that I like, and even the cream or lotion I use for my skin. I don't just buy it anywhere. I make sure I buy it in a well-recognized pharmacy. It's sold elsewhere, but I just think that where I buy it, I'm getting the genuine, real stuff and not a knockoff or camouflage of the real thing. And I have my perfumes. It's like I have a perfume for weekends. I have a perfume that I wear to work every day. I have a perfume that I wear out on special occasions. And if you see me with another perfume, it was gifted because I think I have four perfumes, yes, four major brands. And they are perfume, real perfume. I don't use Eau de Toilette. I don't use deodorants. And my roll-on that I use is, I try to make it be the most natural, less preservative, less parabens and things like that. It's like more natural. And if I don't have money to buy my perfume, if it's finished or a bottle is finished, I'll just do without until I have money because I won't use anything less. And that's the way I am with clothing, with food, furniture, anything, shoes, bags, anything I buy for myself. I try to buy the best, as long as I can afford it. So that is one value my grandma instilled in me, and it resonates with me until this day. One of the things she'd always do is like, if she see me speaking to a man or a boy, and she's always watching, and she'd call me and say, "Arlene, I don't think that boy means you any good, really." And she'd give me the reason why, and she'd tell me what it is like when a man loves you or is interested in you. And she'd tell me the difference, how they act on the dates and stuff like that. And then she'd always have nice little things saved up for me and stuff like that. So I knew grandma loved me. I believe grandma loved me, and I loved her dearly. So she was the only person who really showed me any form of love. Now, because I was so insecure about myself living with, because I went to live with my mom and dad like at 11 years, no, 9 years old. I went to live with my mom and dad at 9 years old. And those encouragements that my grandma gave me was well into adult age, when I'd be going to and fro visiting her. And so, yes, living with my mom and dad, it was hard. I was unhappy because I wasn't allowed to express myself. And I remember one incident. I had a cousin and a uncle came to visit from the USA. And my little cousin, I was so attracted to the way he speak. And I tried talking like him. And I remember my mom was like, "Stop it! What are you doing?" And my dad told her to leave me alone. And after uncle and cousin left, she and dad had a really heated argument about it because my dad didn't see me doing anything wrong, but obviously my mom thought what I was doing was wrong. And you know those little things, I grew up honestly. I go to school and I couldn't wait for school to be over to come home. The only place I felt safe was in my home. And if I don't have to go out the house, I won't go out the house. I was so shy. I was so afraid of crowds, afraid of people. Because it's like the moment you step out, there is someone with something stupid to say to make you feel bad. And because of that, I don't want to go out. And even when people compliment me and say, you look nice, I like what you're wearing, I like your hair, I like anything about you, I just couldn't accept it. I always think, what is it now? Maybe, you know, I just couldn't accept a compliment from anyone about me. And now, how do I feel about myself? Now, I love myself. I really do love myself. I'm the type of person who likes dressing up. I like feeling pretty. I love dancing. I love going out. I love champagne. And I love encouraging people. I love helping people. And I love living. I love music. I just love living, you know, being happy, feeling nice. That's the type of person I am really. And how do I feel about myself now? Well, there's a lot of things I can't change about myself. And so if someone like makes me feel insecure, what I'll do, a friend, whether man or woman, I'll just move from your presence. I'll remove myself from your presence. And you might not see me again until you bump into me. Or I might not call you unless you call me. And I won't say anything to you. I just remove myself from your presence because I don't feel comfortable around you. You understand? And that's how I deal with situations now. Like when people speak negative about me or make me feel uncomfortable. But I'm going out and you think I don't dress well, or you think my hair is not well, or you might say I get annoyed too easily or whatever. I'm like, whatever. I am me. I don't care. And I'm gone. Usually, I just do everything to win the approval of people, to have friends, and I just do things to make people happy, and regardless of how I feel about it or regardless of what I want, because I was so insecure about myself. But now all that has changed. In my own eyes, I'm beautiful and I love myself. So, guys, I'm going to take a break right here, bring in the sponsor, and be back with you shortly, okay? Hi, welcome back, guys. So today's topic, episode 2, is about self-love or loving yourself. And in part 1, I did discuss what my opinion on self-love is. And I did give you a real life example of myself. Now, let's continue. So, self-love is a practice. This is the foundation on which we build a happy life. Without self-love, without loving ourselves, we have nowhere to put the love or abundance that comes to us. Because, you know, my dad loved me, but I had not love within myself. I could not receive nor accept the love he has given me. I had no idea what love was, and so I could not recognize love. Love is an action word. You've got to show love in order for one to understand your statement of love. What we do sometimes is trade our outward appearances for love, or we try to get the approval of others for a statement of love. That is why relationships hit a bump in the road sometimes and we can't understand, after all I've done, why doesn't he love me? Or why is she with someone else? Why is she loving someone else? But most of the time, your lack of confidence or belief in yourself leaves your other half drained because they just get tired of trying to prove to you or making you understand that you're okay. Stop trying so hard. I love you as you are. We were taught to believe that choosing or prioritizing ourselves over others is being selfish. But there's nothing selfish in loving and taking care of yourself. The Word of God in Matthew 22 commands us that we should love others as much as we love ourselves. Then where does selfishness sift in? How do you love or appreciate someone without knowing first what it's like to appreciate yourself? Or better yet, how do you know if someone is being patronizing or appreciative if you have no idea of what it is to be appreciated? Let me quickly share with you 5 ways to start loving yourself. First, write down on a piece of paper, get a pen and a paper, and write down all the good and bad things about you. Write down the things you love about yourself and the things you don't like about yourself. If there's anything you can change or develop, right? You change and adjust your personality. Maybe there's a bad habit you don't like that you can change. You just adjust. Do whatever you can to adjust yourself, your personality. 2, accept that you are not perfect. You are not perfect in the sense that even though you're trying to change a habit, you will still make mistakes. You will still make wrong decisions. I'm not perfect in the sense that I can't change the freckles on my face, so I have to accept them, embrace them, and love them. And remind myself and make excuse for people, because people will be people, and sometimes people are stupid. 3, when you seek the approval of others, what you're saying is that you value their beliefs, opinions, and needs above your own. The way they think about you is far more important than the way you see yourself. You give up your very own dreams and ambition for their approval. For example, relationships and love. Your child might want to be a chef or designer, but because you think they should be a doctor or an accountant, they'd give up their ambition just to win mom's approval or dad's approval. What you should do is ask your child, what do they want to do? What is it you enjoy doing? Help the child to decide and develop their abilities. Don't push your ideas or ideas on your children. Allow them to express themselves. Okay? Because I wasn't allowed to express myself, I didn't have a relationship with my mom and dad where I could go and ask them for anything or talk to them about anything. Maybe they wouldn't mind, but I felt scared. I felt shy. I was afraid. And so I don't ask them for a lot of things. So allow your children to express themselves and don't always be beating that child. It doesn't work. I remember if I'm washing the dishes and I break a glass, my mom would give me a whooping. If she comes home and the house is not cleaned, my mom would give me a whooping. She gave me a whooping for the simplest of things. What did it do to me? It only made me suppress my personality, made me afraid and shy. There's nothing good about your child being shy. So don't go around telling people, she's shy, he's shy. It's not nice. What's happening is that that child has some insecurities about him or her that they don't know how to express. So what you need to do is talk to your child. And you know, when you allow your child to express themselves, you're opening up your arms for them to trust you, you want them to trust you and come talk to you, confide in you about anything. Don't always shout at them and run them away. If they're going to be angry, let them be angry. Sometimes I know children are rude, but find another way to discipline your child other than always whooping, beating them. And if that's what you're doing, you need to stop it. Number four, stay away from people who do not support you or appreciate you. Some people, they have nothing good to say about you. Some friends, some people, no matter what you do, it is never enough. They have nothing good to say about your dog, nothing good to say about your cat, nothing good to say about the painting on your house. These people are toxic people. Stay away from them. And you need to stop talking negative over and about yourself. Stop criticizing yourself. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, there's life and death in the tongue. Simple meaning that whatever you speak, it is either life or it's gonna bring death. You understand? So if you speak nothing good about yourself, say that you're ugly, say you don't look good, and always saying that you're tired and stuff like that, they're negative words. And whatever you send out to the universe, you're bringing it back to you, okay? The way you think about yourself, that's the way you're allowing people to think about you, because that's the signal you're sending out there to them. And you know, scientists have concluded, studies have concluded that forgiveness can enhance your health, right? So number five is forgive yourself. Studies have concluded that forgiveness can enhance your health, relationships, and even prevent disease. Stop blaming yourself. I blamed myself for a lot of things, especially my divorce. I blamed myself for a long time. Poor guy, da 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 da. And even if you're blind and you see the story, you see the headline, you know very well the guy did something wrong. But for some reason, I just think maybe I'm the reason why everything fell apart. Stop being angry and criticizing yourself. Your heart and mental health depends on it. We all mess up at times. Let go of the past. Every day, do something that makes you happy. Prioritize yourself. Maybe on weekend, whenever you can, set apart some me time for you. Take care of yourself. Do little things for yourself. Pamper yourself. When was the last time you buy yourself a nice dress just because you deserve it? Not because you were going out and you needed that dress, but you were walking and you saw that dress and you just think, I love this dress and this is a gift to me. When was the last time you do something for yourself? You know, there are some things I don't wait on people to do for me. I get my own flowers. I love flowers and I get my own flowers. I buy myself my own cake. I love cheesecake and black forest cake and a good pineapple upside down cake. But cheesecake is my guilty pleasure. And these are the things. I don't wait on people to get me them. I'll go out and sit in a coffee shop, buy myself coffee, buy myself a lemon muffin, and I sit down, cut my 10, cross my legs, and look at everybody in that shop while I munch or I take a sip and just relax. I treat myself. And whenever I go out, whether you compliment me or not, it doesn't matter. And if you do compliment me, I can say confidently, thank you, because I already know I look nice. I did it for me. And if you notice it, kudos to me, okay? So just take time out for yourself, because guess what? The way you treat yourself, honestly, the good book says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you can only treat people the way you really treat yourself, whether you think about it, whether you believe it or not. You can only give what you have. You can't give what you don't have. And if you are waiting on someone to get your hair done, to say that they love you, to prove that you love, that they love you, you're waiting on someone to take you to a movie so that you can say, yes, he loves me, or you're waiting on them to buy your dress or get your nails or stuff done before you think that someone loves you. And when things turn sour, you start to wonder what happened. What happened? You attract into your space people that treat you the way you treat yourself. You don't buy anything for yourself. You're attracting someone who won't give you anything for yourself. You take care of yourself, pamper yourself, treat yourself, be good, be kind to yourself, value yourself. You're attracting someone in your life that will treat you exactly like that. And whether you believe it or not, you only can give what you have. You understand? Whatever you do, the signals that you send out there in the universe, that is what is coming back at you. So I would suggest you take time out, think about your life, think about your, what do you want? What do you want to achieve? How do you want to be treated? And start doing that for yourself. Okay? Because sometimes we get caught up in doing things for everybody else and we forget about we. Forget about you. You forget about me. Your person, yourself. And maybe when you realize that you get nothing in return for all that you did, and you become sad and you feel disappointed because you give so much and you get nothing in return. Because you didn't give to yourself. You were giving to everyone else, but you didn't give to yourself. So learn to take care of yourself. Wrapping it up, we are in charge of our lives. And if we can't decide to love
ourselves. You can't decide to love yourself now. Today, you're not gonna love yourself tomorrow. Okay? You can't decide to love yourself today. You're not gonna love yourself tomorrow. Do you know why? Whatever excuse you have today, you'll have that same excuse tomorrow and maybe 20 years from now. So start now. Start asking yourself the questions now. Are you happy? Are you truly, really happy? Are you contented? Are you fulfilled with your achievements? What is it that you really want in life? Are you there? Can you make adjustments? Can you do something more? Can you do anything more to have a better life, to be happier in life? What can I do to enhance my personality? What can I do for me? You know, think about it, because the more you have for yourself, the more you can give to your family, to your friends, to your community, to your surrounding. If you have nothing really within, you have nothing to give. And so, my angels, this is my 2 cents on loving yourself. Thank you very much for listening. A new episode will be uploaded on Friday. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to my podcast. Tell your friends about it and leave a comment to let me know how I'm doing. Okay? Thank you very much for listening. We are all here for a reason. Let's live life with purpose.